The 100,000-square-foot hunting, fishing, and camping store drew controversy even before it was built. The Wisconsin legislature allowed the retailer to fill in a wetland to build the store just down Lombardi Avenue from the Green Bay Packers' Lambeau Field. The Packers have a financial interest in the store. Today's opening ties in with a big week for the team, as well as the city of Green Bay and the village of Ashwaubenon, where the store and stadium reside. On a scale of 1 to 10, Village President Michael Aubinger says,
"I'm trying 11.
Aubinger can't put a definitive dollar amount on the draw that the new Cabela's store will have, but its ribbon cutting coincides with the beginning of the Packers training camp and a meeting of the team's citizen shareholders.
Our tourism trade is double and triple what any county around us, and we employ probably 11,000 people. Directly or indirectly off that tourism trade. So it's a large impact on our community.
I mean, we're talking millions, tens of
millions? Millions, and probably more than millions. Probably upping there toward a million.
Aubinger says that puts Brown County toward the top of Wisconsin's tourist stops.
We are now in a fight to become number 4, according to our county executive, to surpass Waukesha.
The Packers' on-field football practices begin tomorrow, which means fans called the Railbirds will catch the team's open-air practices for a glimpse of the new season's lineup. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.